That's it, sell horses.
Yeah. This is sawhorse right here, and this here's a place for where you log in like that thick there, and
it'll hold the log still while you saw it off.
Did you call that the same thing? Did you call that the same thing?
Well, I think that's what it'd be, a sawhorse. Wood in to saw.
How did you shave in the early days? What'd you use?
We had a old-timey straight razors, kind of like that, and we'd strap them and wet them on wet rocks and finally drag them off. I guess you've seen that sign on my face while I shaved the scene. I ain't been used to shaving with a safety razor, you know, and I've been using one of these kind of razors that electric razor. The last 3-4 years, and mine went out of place last Saturday, and I had to get some blades and shave that and cut my face.
What happened to your electric razor? Did it just stop?
Yeah, it just got the wire just buzzed and quit running. It's been running about 3 years, I didn't know.
About four years.
You might have a hair inside there in between those little electrical contacts.
I think those little heads, you know, there's two of them in front
that
I turned around.
I
think they worn out.
Oh.
He might have replaced, you know, fixed. I don't know.
I thought I'd send it to my daughter. She lives in Indiana.
Yeah.
They make these razors up there.
Oh.
I was going to send it back and have it repaired.
They've
got a factory there. So she bought it and brought it down here and gave it to me. And I wouldn't let her give it to me. I'd give her, she said it cost $20, and I'd give her $20. I stuck it in their pocket.
You're not going to let her give you a present, huh?
No, I like the present, but you know, they come a long ways to visit us. I didn't want them to be out anything more. They work just like we do as factories, you know. Her husband works in some kind of factory there. I think they all work. You know, kids like that, they'll spend their money when too freely, I think. They don't try to lay up none of it, you know. It's hard to keep it, ain't it?
Well, now let them spend a little bit. Now, that's pleasure. Let them give you gifts. Some gifts. Oh, did your children have one of those boards that they put on a sawhorse or something?
Yeah, and then ride each end of it.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute.
You were trying to sew the other hide.
Yeah.
I think they call that a seesaw, don't they?
Yeah, they're real goers, aren't they?
Do
they ever take a long limber plank and put a rope on each end and tie it in a tree? And get a kid in the middle and let him jump up and down?
I don't reckon. They didn't get that smart.
I never had one of those.
Well, I've seen them. Lay a plank like that across this one, get on each end 12, 15 feet out there.
Yeah.
And jump up and down. I'll see them play that.
Did they ever take a post and put it in the ground? Then put a bolt in top on the top?
And turn around.
Have a board?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that merry-go-round.
That's a merry-go-round. They used to make them, you know, and you don't need.
Flying Jenny. Flying Jenny.
Yeah, Flying Jenny we used to call it. And they put a bolt down in this stump, like this would be a stump, you know. They put this board down, put the bolt in there. And then they'd want to get on each end and somebody push them. Boy, they'd just go and go.
Well, that's a lot of fun. We had a kid in town who had one of those. It worked just fine, though. Another little kid got out there and got hit on the head. That was all.
See up here at Broken Bowl, somebody got
it. Yeah, girl got killed up here at Broken Bowl on something similar to that.
Oh, my
goodness. It wasn't like ours, but it's a boat thing.